The Lord says, "Surely I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." The gospel we've just heard read, the Annunciation, the invitation to Mary to become the mother of God's Son, is one of the pivotal moments of the Christian narrative of God's relationship with humanity and indeed with all creation. And if we will, it is a model for us in our relationship with God. Above the altar in the Blessed Sacrament Chapel at St. James, where I'm privileged to minister, there is a copy of the late 15th century Cestello Annunciation by Botticelli, now in the Uffizi Gallery in Florence, Italy. I find it an inviting piece for meditation. Mary has been interrupted at her reading desk, perhaps in prayer. The angel, holding a lily, kneels and looks up at Mary, holding up a hand as though to protest at her uncertainty and fear, while Mary, looking down at the angel, stretches out her hands as though pushing the angel away. It captures, certainly for me, this moment of bewilderment, reluctance. What might this mean? Mary is thinking. No way. Yet the angel looks up and waits. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, a 12th century abbot, theologian, and statesman in France, writes of this moment as the whole world waiting for Mary's answer. The whole world awaits Mary's reply. The angel awaits an answer. It is time for him to return to God. We too are waiting, O Lady, for your word of compassion. Tearful Adam, Abraham, David, all beg this. Answer quickly, O Virgin. Answer with a word. Receive the word of God. Speak your own word and conceive the divine word. Breathe a passing word. Embrace the eternal word. Arise, hasten, open. Arise in faith, hasten in devotion, open in praise and thanksgiving. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, she says, be it done to me according to your word. Mary's yes enables her to become the mother of God's Son. Theotokos in Greek, God-bearer, a title given to her by the 5th century Council of Ephesus. Hers is the yes par excellence, of course. But as I mentioned earlier, it's also a model for us. As God is inviting us, you and me, St. Paul's, the whole church, to be God-bearers today. Some of you, like me, may have been following the daily meditations that come through from the diocese, Tell Out My Soul. People telling their story, how God has spoken to, invited them, in some amazingly different and surprising ways, and how they've been given grace to say yes, and to become in that situation aware of God's presence, and a sign and a symbol of God's ongoing love, redeeming the world. It's made me reflect a little bit on my own story and how I come to be in Vancouver, which I never expected. I can tell you the date it all started to happen. Friday, the 16th of January in 2015, and I received an email from someone I didn't know. You will know him, Father Douglas Fenton. It came out of the blue and it said, would you be interested in coming to St. James to be the interim priest? A friend of yours has suggested your name to me. That friend had not said anything to me. So there I was, wondering what should I do. I wasn't expecting to move. I was well settled in Newcastle in the northeast of England. But there was a niggling away, and I thought, well, I trust this friend of mine, Stephen. I at least need to find out a bit more about it. And so I talked to various people here in Vancouver, and it was eventually decided that Alan and I should come over and meet the wardens and the canonical committee. So I was here for a few days in a very wet February, and it seemed to unfold. Lo and behold, the 25th of May, I was here, and I began my ministry at St. James on the 1st of June, where I've been now for almost 5.5 years. A bolt out of the blue, a prompt, a nudge, an invitation. And thanks to those who encouraged me, thanks to God, here I am, and it's a privilege to serve in this beautiful city. God constantly invites us, waits for our answer, our yes. Sometimes we may say no, sometimes we may struggle, but God will prompt with another invitation, always drawing us closer to him and into the circle of his love. And so I encourage you in these last few days of Advent this week, spend a little time in reflection on your life. Look back over the years and maybe find one or two particular moments when you recall God's invitation, God's call to you, and how you responded. And maybe too, reflect on how God might be inviting you today to come closer to him. How he might be calling everyone here at St. Paul's to be God-bearers now, here in this COVID 2020. How we may best be signs of God's love and concern alive and at work in his world. Inviting us to be a light, to be the symbol, the ongoing presence of God with his people. Emmanuel, God with us. Eternal God, as Mary waited for the birth of your Son, so we wait for his coming in glory. Bring us through the birth pangs of this present age, to see with her our great salvation in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.